1. Janaganamana is a 2022 Malayalam movie directed by Diho Jose Antony that covers every major problem that politics is creating in India. 2. Professor Saba, Mantha Mohandas, is raped and burnt to death. The college students carry out large-scale protests and demand a proper investigation. ACP Sajan, Suraj Venjaramudu, is assigned to look after the case. He arrests 4 culprits and, before presenting them to court, kills them in a fake encounter. A case is registered against him by the human rights group. Opposing Sajan is advocate Aravind Prithviraj Sukumaran, who brings the truth to light. A low-caste student committed suicide as a professor deliberately delayed her project approval. Saba tried to make a complaint against the professor and he killed her for that. Sajan tried to use this situation in helping the Home Minister to increase his popularity. The media printed fake news of rape and the 4 culprits were made part of this on the pretext of money. It is later revealed that Sajan, out of guilt, collected all the evidence against himself and, with the indirect help of Aravind, helped in catching the real culprits. Aravind calls the Home Minister and warns him of the upcoming actions. 3. The movie covers the major problems that modern-day India is going through. The problems that some Indians are trying to ignore is their leader's ideology is the priority for them. 4. How does one's caste, a stupid thing seen in India, decide their future? A person's future depends on their decisions and fate, and caste is something that has no role or right to interfere, as it makes the least sense. 5. The dirtiest game in the world is politics, and it needs to be played with super smartness and ultimate selfishness. The time taken to cook your noodles is far slower than the time taken by a politician to change their stance towards the development promises made. 6. Fakeness is just cruel, whatever organization is trying to follow it. Whether it's the media or the law enforcement agency, who knows how many innocents have lost their lives due to fake news and fake encounters. 7. The acting by the cast was good, but the movie lacks somewhere in bringing that intensity to the movie. Without Prithviraj's monologue, the movie would not have been this good. The main essence was within those dialogues. 8. Media is one of the most powerful influencers on this planet. Beware of the majority of them, as they can bite you to death. We don't know really whether that celebrity took the drug or whether a microchip is within it, recurrency note, until the media makes us believe. 9. A critically acclaimed movie that did well at the box office too. 10. A one-time watch and I say it's good.